Hello and welcome to this super easy fun training called How to Create, Market, Package, and Sell Your Digital Products. I'm so excited that you have decided to invest in yourself to learn how to create digital products so you can enjoy time with your family, time with your friends, while people are literally getting their lives changed. While you're out doing other things, people will be able to download your audio and take in your valuable information and your expertise to help them with their lives and improve their lives. So I hope you're really excited about that. I hope you have downloaded your ebook. You can actually print this out if you would like as well, which I do recommend that you print this out. And if you don't want to pay the full price as far as like getting it all printed out in color, which obviously I recommend that as well, but you can get this also printed out in black and white, and it'll be a lot less money for you to actually get this printed out. But I like color, and if you're anything like me, I'm sure you'll get this printed out in color so it'll look really pretty and just fun to use and to interact with. So let's just dig right in. So now that you have your recording, that you have recorded using a conference call or another recording device that you have used, maybe you used a microphone while you were out speaking and now you have that recording, whatever method you have chosen to use, this training is going to teach you from conference call, from freeconferencecall.com. That is the system that I use in order to create my audio downloads. As a matter of fact, it's the system that I'm using right now to record this information class that you have invested in. And so once you have your recording, you want to grab it out of your email, or if you, like I said, if you use a recording that's not from a conference call and you have it on your disk, you want to get a hold of that, however you have chosen to do that. So if you use Free Conference Call, if you look on step number one, it has the image of your email. And so I did that just to make this so super easy to take all of the guesswork out. That's literally what the image is going to look like once you are finished with your recording. Then you want to download your recording. Download it, and I recommend that you download it onto your computer desktop so you will know where it is, you know, during this editing process. Or if you're a little bit more tech savvy than I, you can create a folder and just already have this recording stored in there. So, like I said, you want to take the recording from your desktop if you've chosen to do it that way. And then after you have that recording, you want to download or use an editing system of your choosing, or you can use the one that I recommend. And the one that I recommend, it is the Easy Audio Mixer, and you'll see that pictured in your ebook. That's the one that I use, and the picture that's right next to it with the count where it's all like 000, that's where the actual audio will go into. The picture right above that from NCH, that's another editing software that I used to use. I no longer use that, although it's very easy, but the only reason why I don't use it is because now I have a Mac computer, and the Easy Audio Editor was an app that I decided to download, and so it was just like right there at my fingertips, and so I just started using that. However, in the beginning, I was using the NCH software that you can download onto your computer, and you can use that as well. So once you have your audio uploaded into the software that you have decided to use to edit, and like I said, I use the Easy Audio Editor, the Easy Audio Mixer. And so once you have that in there, if there's anything that you want to take out, you'll be able to do it during this process. Now, if you've never done this before, if you've never edited an audio, this step right here may take you a little while to get used to, but trust me, you will figure it out. You will understand it. It's very self-explanatory. You may have to sit there for a couple minutes with it, but don't give up. You will figure this out. If you know how to upload and edit a video onto YouTube, this will be a breeze for you as well. And so if there's anything that you would like to take out, if there is, say if you taught a class and at the end of that class you opened up for Q&A, if you don't want that Q&A on that call, you can take it out during this process, or you can leave it in. Depending on the call, I like to leave the Q&As in my audio classes because sometimes that's where a lot of value is gained. You know, when people ask questions and you give the answers, so you may want to consider leaving your Q&As on your calls as well, on your audio recordings as well. But it's a preference. It's totally up to you. But this is the time to do it. This is the time to erase things or edit things to your liking. Also, if you have ever purchased any of my classes, you know that I use bookends, and you'll hear it at the end of this training as well. And a bookend is just simply the ending of your audio. It's like the ending that rounds up your audio, you know, like the commercial, so to speak, at the end. It just makes it sound a little bit more professional. It really sets you apart because not a lot of people do this. And so the guy that I use, his name is Irish Guy on Fiverr, and I'm not affiliated with him, and I do not get paid to recommend him. He's just so awesome. But please tell him I sent you if you decide to use him. He's had years of experience of doing voiceovers. He's absolutely amazing and very easy to work with. You literally just type up what you want him to say, and you send it over, and he sends you back the recording with music behind it, or he'll send you a dry sample. And the dry sample is just his voice without any music in the background. And so I love that option that he gives you to either use the music that he's chosen, or you can just use his voice and add your own music behind his voice. That's totally up to you. However, I do recommend you using bookends because your clients and customers will be wowed. They will really know that they've invested in someone that has invested in themselves to make their product really, really well and stand out in the crowd. So once that's all done, you've got your audio edited, you've got it, you've put your bookends on it. Now, celebrate. This is your time to celebrate because it's done. The hard part is actually over. Recording your class, getting it edited, and actually getting the bookends on there. Like I said, if that editing process is new for you, that step may take a little bit more time. But like I said, relax. It's totally fine. You will figure it out. So once your audio is edited to your liking, download it to your computer, and you're done. How awesome is that? So now let's get to selling your audio. How are you actually going to upload it onto the computer so people can purchase it? This brings us to Selfie. Now, this is a company that I have used for, I believe, going on 3 years, and I actually love it because they're so simple, and I love simple and easy. So once you have your audio recorded, if you look in your ebook on the image, you'll see that I actually took a screenshot of the back office of where all of my products are. And so you see the image of the back office, and on the next page, number one, where it says upload audio plus a PDF workbook optional. If you would like to add a workbook with your audio, that's totally optional for you, depending on the type of class that you taught or the type of workshop that you did that you recorded. If you want to add if you want to add a PDF workbook, you can do that with Selfie as well. The only thing you have to do is you have to combine your audio and your PDF and put it in a zip file. Once you put it into that zip file, that's when you upload it into Selfie. Now, if you don't have a PDF workbook that you want to add along with your audio, that's totally fine. Then you don't have to put it in a zip file. You can just upload that audio. And you'll see where I have the yellow circle around where it says add product. That's what you're going to click on, and you're going to bring up that box where it says drop file here. You're literally just going to take your edited file, your edited audio off of your desktop or out of your nifty little folder, and you're just going to drag it into that square and drop it there and select the product file and click it, and then your audio is up. How awesome is that? I need you to continue to celebrate, because this is an exciting process. You're getting ready to put yourself out into the marketplace. So I want you to celebrate yourself over these little small wins. This is a very, very exciting process. So the next thing that you want to do is that you want to upload your product image and description. Now, the product image, you will be able to design your image, and I'll talk about that in a second with the different websites, the different resources that I have here in the ebook. So you want to upload your image and your description. So in where the circle is on number two, that's what the finished product is going to look like. That's what the image is going to look like. That's what people are going to see when they come to your page. Then there, for the product description, you want to write in exactly what's in your class. And let me give you this tip. When you write out your description, you want to put bullet points. People love bullet points. People love to know exactly what they're going to get from your class. Now, if you are not good at writing your product description or writing the actual sales copy for that, you may want to consider getting a copywriter. And a copywriter is someone who writes sales copy. You know, when you see commercials come on television and they're talking about, if they say, are you tired of not sleeping through the night? Are you tired of not getting a good night rest? And then they bring in their product. Try our new product, Ambien. It will help you sleep through the night. That is called copywriting. That is called knowing what your audience needs, knowing their pain points, bringing that information to them, and then giving them what your product is. So in your product description, you want to write out exactly what's in your class, put bullet points if that is how your class is set up, and you also want to add some sales copy in here because you want to be able to sell this product. And most people will try and just sell something just by saying, hey guys, I've got this new audio class. You guys should buy it. Who's going to buy that? Nobody. Because in that pitch, it told me nothing about how it's going to help me. So you want to focus on, in your description, how your product is going to help the person that you are targeting to sell it to. Once you do that, okay, say you've got your sales copy in there, you've got your description, you can also add a product, you can also do a sample. So if you have like a video that you would like to add with this as well, yes, you see there that you can add a YouTube video or Vimeo or SoundCloud link, you can add all of that in there at this time as well before you close it out. Now, it's not the end-all, be-all. You can obviously go back and change this whenever you would like, if you'd like to change out the product or add an ebook to it or what have you. Whatever you want to do, you can obviously come back and change this whenever you would like. Once that's all done and you upload your recording and it's time to celebrate again, like, oh, my goodness, this is so exciting. So now once you upload it, that is assuming that you already have it designed. Now let's get to the design part. The design is so simple. Like I said, if you are any kind of technologically savvy at all, this should not be hard for you. Now, the way that I designed where you see how to be a confident life coach, like that's literally what it looks like when it's totally done and it's ready to be sold on Sell-Fi. Before that, how I actually packaged that and made that design, made that book and that CD, the image of the book and the image of the CD, is I went to myecover.com. And that's actually a clickable link that you can actually click on. Oh, excuse me. It's myecovermaker.com. And you can actually click on that. That's a clickable link there. You can click on that and it'll take you over to see exactly how to design your ebook template and design your CD. It's so exciting. I hope you guys are excited because that's really, really awesome. I get that question all the time. You know, Angel, how do you package your products? There is the big key right there. There is my big secret weapon. It's myecovermaker.com. Also, you can use canva.com to create your images as well. I use Canva to actually create the ebook that you're looking at right now. Also, the apps WordSwag and Fonto are two apps that I use the most to design a lot of my posts that I'll post on social media and also for my ebooks, for my CD set, I will use WordSwag and Fonto as well. And you know what time it is again. It's celebration time. Again, you've accomplished a big step in getting your message and your voice out into the marketplace. That is so amazing. So your product is done. It's completely done. It's packaged. It's ready to go. Now, let's get on to how to market this baby and get it into people's hands. So marketing is simply telling people what you do and how it's going to work for them. That's all marketing is. So taking that into consideration, you want to think about when you are marketing your class, you want to make sure, like I said previously, that you include your the people that you're targeting. You want to make sure that you include them in your marketing. So you don't want to just say, hey guys, I just recorded this class, 3 Steps to a Confident Life, you should buy it. No, you want to talk about their pain points in your marketing. You want to be like, you know, some of those quote-unquote corny commercials that we see on television. You know, are you tired of not sleeping through the night? You know, you could say something like, are you tired of watching everybody else win while you sit on the sidelines because you lack confidence? You know, something like that. You really want to get into the heart and the mind and the pain points of your customers so they know exactly who you are talking to. And so there are many ways to market your business. There are many ways to market your audio classes. You can market through YouTube. You can market through live stream video. You can market through Facebook, through Instagram, through your newsletter. And I have to say that marketing through a newsletter and video have been the two biggest tickets for my business. Number one, through email. When people receive email, when they sign up to your email list, they basically know that eventually you're going to ask them to buy something. So that's a really easy sell when you have people on your email list. That's always great. And you'll always hear, you know, the money is in the list. And it's very true. When people actually sign up to your email list, they're basically telling you, please give me more of what it is that you are offering because I'm interested in it. And so email marketing has been one of my biggest forms of communication and marketing with my customers and clients. And also my YouTube platform has been absolutely amazing. So I would suggest if you're not a video person that you turn into a video person. You know, sometimes we have to become a thing in order to achieve a thing. You know, I've worked with many people that say, I just don't like being in front of the camera. And my question to them is always, well, how far do you want to take this business? You know, if you're praying for your business to be really, really big, at some point you're going to have to get on camera. People are going to want to interview you. They're going to want to talk to you. So you want to list ways that you enjoy marketing. And I say enjoy marketing because it's going to be the bread and butter of your business. This is the oxygen, the lifeline of your business. It's how often you market, how effective you market, and the way in which you go about your marketing. So you want to make sure that you enjoy this because this is something that you have to do on a daily basis. So if you don't like writing, like myself, I don't necessarily like writing a lot. And so that's why I've taken to YouTube. I can talk. I love to talk, but writing is not my strong point, so I don't blog as heavy as some other bloggers. But if you love to write, then that's going to be an effective marketing plan for you. That's going to be a way that you enjoy marketing, and you want to write that down. Even if you don't enjoy video, I would suggest that you begin to get comfortable with it because the way that the world is moving, if you are not on video and people can't really see you and feel your energy, you're going to get skipped over. I mean, that's just the sad truth. You're going to get skipped over. People that are making videos, they're doing live videos, they're doing recorded videos, those are really the people that are really winning at this marketing thing because you're able to connect faster when you're on video with other people. So list three ways that you enjoy marketing. Number two is list three ways you are different from other people in your field. This is very important. And this may not come to you right away. This may be something that comes to you later on. And don't, you know, fret over it if you can't distinguish what your difference is right now. Don't worry about it because I did in the beginning. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, I'm a life coach, she's a life coach. What's the difference? You know, but eventually, once I started getting into this thing, I started to realize that what separates me from other people is that one of the biggest things is that I did not graduate high school, failed the ninth grade three times, didn't go to college, didn't get a GED, never got a formal education, and so all of my education is self-taught. And I've, you know, invested in coaches and mentors and things like that, and obviously did studying and still continue to do the studying on my own. So one of the biggest compliments that I often get is, Angel, you make things so easy and so simple for me to understand. And so that is what I use to leverage myself over, you know, possibly over other people that use different terminology or that kind of speak over some people's heads that are not used to this field. Sometimes people will use terminology that only another coach would understand. And if you're just coming into this world, it's going to fly over your head. And so that's one of the things that I like to do a lot, which I can't not do it because it's who I am, is like I like to be simple. So you want to list three ways that you are different from other people in your field so you can use that in your marketing. That is going to be another thing that will help set you apart from the rest of the people in this field because your unique story is unique to you, and that needs to be displayed. So that's my story is what makes me unique. My story is what separates me from other people in my field. Most people that are in my field, you know, some of them have gone to college, got degrees, and I don't have any of that. And so I use that to leverage myself. So you want to think about what makes you different from people in your field. Number three in the marketing plan is you want to figure out who is your audience. This is so key. And don't get so overwhelmed by this question. Like I said, some of these questions may come to you down the road, and that's okay because that's how it came to me. When I first got into this, I couldn't answer some of these questions. However, they were very important and pivotal in this process, and so that's why I'm giving these questions to you possibly early in your journey because you will come back to this eventually. Or if you already know, this is something that has been made to be so tricky or so hard to figure out. Everybody wants to know, what's my niche and who is my audience? And your audience is very simple. It's you. You are your audience. What have you gone through? What is it that you have gone through? Because I can guarantee you that's what your message is. You know, we've all heard the cute little saying, your mess is your message. Well, that's not a cute little saying or a cliche. That is real. Think about your message, your quote-unquote mess that you've had in your life that birthed the desire to go out here and help other people. That is your niche. That's who your audience is. Your audience is you. So as you grow, your audience is going to grow too. So you will always be redefining who your audience is as you grow. So if you cannot define that right now, do not fret. Just keep living and the experiences will come to you. Number four is to create a marketing calendar and be creative and make it simple and fun. And like I said, this is something that you're going to have to do on a daily basis. So you having a plan in place is so crucial so you can gauge your growth, so you can gauge where you're going, so you can actually see, get all of the ideas that you have in your head onto paper. This is so powerful. So grab a really, really cute planner and create some days. Now, this is a sample that I created, just something that you can mimic or create yourself. I like to make things fun. So for Sunday, I just gave you guys an example. I've used this before. However, like I said, as things change, as you grow and your business grows, your marketing will grow as well. And so this was something that I used that kept it simple for me in the beginning. And it's just simple. You know, Sunday, sacred Sunday, a day to reflect, refuel, regroup, and refocus. Monday, market and money Monday. You know, theme your days perhaps. You know, a day to plan, strategize, and set goals for the week. Tuesday, teach them Tuesday. That can be a day that you teach a class, that you can do a conference class, you can do a live class, or you can upload your video onto YouTube. On Wednesday, wow them Wednesday. I don't know, do something out of the box, wow them Wednesday. Thankful Thursday, you know, that's something else that you can incorporate into your planning as far as creating your content. And then on Friday, you've got Fearless Friday. You know, ask your audience, what are they going to do on this Fearless Friday to break out of their mold or their comfort zone? Be really, really creative. And then on Saturday, I have Sell It Saturday. People spend more money on the weekends. Why? Because most people get paid on Fridays. And so you will notice that a lot of the newsletters that you are signed up for, they'll send you emails all throughout the week, but a lot of them will definitely send you emails on Fridays and Saturdays. Why? Because we all know that most of you guys got paid that day. And so that's when typically people spend more of their money. So that is just something that's very, very simple that you can implement. Like I said, you can use that as an example or you can create your own. But it's very important to create a marketing plan. And like I said, don't make this so complicated. Make it as simple as possible. The more simplistic you make this, the more excited you'll be able to go about doing it. You'll be so excited to do it because it's very simple. It's written out. It's like a plug and play. Once you have your marketing plan down, it's literally like a plug and play. You know what you're doing Sunday through Saturday. So make sure you get a marketing plan in place and add the little tips that I just shared with you. The next thing is a sales and strategy plan. Now, this is where you are going to price your classes, price your audios. So you want to list three price points for your audios, and you want to think about not everybody that wants to work with you can work with you. What I mean by that, if you have a coaching package that is over $1,000, not everybody that comes across your website is going to be able to purchase that. However, some people may be able to purchase a $49 class or a $60 class or a $39 class. So you want to list at least three price points for your audios so you can serve as many people as you want. Now, you can take the opposite of what I just said. You don't have to want to serve everybody. You can keep your price points at a higher tier if that's who you want to target. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. This is your business. This is your life. This is your sales and strategy plan. So it's up to you how you want to price your audios. So for myself, when I take into consideration when I'm pricing things, I always take it like this. If I am teaching a class that is an information class, it's like an information motivation class, that class is not going to be as much as if I'm teaching a class, a business class, on how to earn more money. Like say, for instance, the class that you just invested in was $97. This class, if you do it, you could potentially make this money back as soon as you create your first class. You know, that's very possible. But this class that you have invested in is going to earn you money. So I priced it higher than I would price a confidence class or something like that. So you want to take into consideration the content that you're sharing. If the content is informational, motivational, inspirational, you may want to consider that you don't want to price that as much as if you teach a class on how to get clients into your business or how to earn $20,000 in 90 days, you know, doing a particular thing, what have you. Whatever your expertise is, you want to make sure that you're charging higher if the people that are purchasing that they're going to make money. If you're teaching them how to make more money or something like that, you definitely want to consider that price being higher than an information class or an inspirational class. I hope that makes sense to you. Number two is, how much do you plan to earn a month from your audios? This is something that is very important to write down. You know, how much do you want to earn? Write that down. Get that in writing. And what I like to say is, especially if you're just starting out in this, you want to think about all of your monthly bills. If you're thinking about taking this full time, think about all of your monthly bills and write all of your monthly bills down for the month, including your rent or your mortgage, your car payment, your car insurance. Add all of that up and divide that by four. There's 4 weeks in a month. Sometimes there's five. So once you divide that by four and you get that number, you want to take that number into consideration, that is at least the base of what you need to earn per month in your audios. So you want to take that into consideration. Take that number when you are considering how much do you want to earn a month. If you can earn exactly what you're earning right now on your job in your own business, that can be enough possibly to pull you off of that job. But then what? How much more do you want to make after that? Because nobody just wants to make enough money just to meet their bills. We want more than enough money, right? More than enough money. So you want to strategically plan that out, but you cannot do that without writing it down. So take into consideration how much your monthly bills are, divide that by four, and then you have your weekly, how much you need to earn per week in order to meet your monthly bills, and that's how you can get your monthly audio goals. Number three is, how do you plan to reach this financial goal? And I ask this question when it's really basically going back up to the other page, your marketing plan. And the reason why I ask this is because I want you to get into the planning stage of how you're actually going to walk this out. So how do you plan to reach this monthly financial goal? You need to write that out again. And the more you do this, the more that you will see that your strategy can come together and more ideas will come to you. So once you get that number, you've got your marketing plan, but then once you get how much money you want to earn a month, now you need to break that down into, how do I plan to reach this financial goal? How do I plan to reach this financial goal? Number four is one of my favorite things to do, And most people wouldn't consider this to be in the sales and strategy plan because I'm telling you to give, give so much, and then I'm telling you to sell. But that is how this thing goes. The time of just holding up a product and saying, come buy it, that is so over. People want you to give. People want you to give them examples of how. People want to see DIYs. You know, you have to understand the way of the world has changed. So you want to give, 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 and then sell. Give, 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 and then sell. And in that giving can consist of some free classes, perhaps. That giving can consist of your YouTube videos. If you're giving good content in your YouTube videos, that is considered a give. That's considered giving. If you are a blogger and you're giving tips and tricks and insights and behind the scenes, that is a part of your give. So as you're giving all of this information, you're giving your tips, you're giving your tricks, you're giving your DIYs, you're giving all of these how-tos. If you're teaching people how to be confident, if you're teaching them how if you're teaching them how to build a business or to improve in their business, that's your giving. That's your giving, your giving, your giving. So then when you come out with a product, number one, you will have built up an audience that knows that, number one, she's a giver. She gives a lot, and the information that she gives for free is absolutely amazing. So when you go to sell to them, you are going to have buyers because you've been giving to them and nurturing them for so long that when you come out with a product, it's like a no-brainer. They're like, oh, my goodness, if she was giving me all that information away for free on her videos and on her blog, I couldn't imagine what her paid content is going to be like. So that is really the name of this game. It really is giving, giving. You want to give, 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 and then sell. Give, give, give. Sell, give, give, give some more, and sell some more. And once you get your marketing plan down and you get this thing going, it's really going to start working like a well-oiled machine, and you will be able to hone in a little bit more on, number one, your audience, and number two, your marketing. And people are going to start to recognize that you are the person that I need to come to for this information because you will have been giving out so much of your content. And you're not just popping up on your Instagram or your Facebook or your YouTube and say, I just bought this book. Come buy it. I see that so much. And please don't do that. Don't be that person. You want to give. All right, now on to the next part is, like I said, if you have this printed out, you'll see that it says class at the top. I left a space for you to actually write the title of your class. Then you can write in the topic, the cost, the date, and the goal. So the topic of your class is what you're talking about. The cost of your class, if you want to do this for free or do this at a fee, that's totally up to you. So you want to write down that cost, then you want to write down the date, and then you want to write down the goal. If this is a free class that you want to teach, for instance, one of my classes on my website is the Uncommon Woman Challenge. Now, I taught that entire challenge for free. My goal was to teach that for free and get as many people on that those calls as I possibly could. Now, the point of doing that is because I wanted people to get on this call because I knew that I was going to be sharing some life-changing information. I wanted to get people's energy on the call, and I wanted to knock out all the excuses. However, I knew that my ultimate goal was to sell that. I taught it for free, but my end goal was to sell it for a fee. So you want to write down what is your ultimate goal, and you can use that same tactic. You can do a three-day challenge, you know, a teleconference or whatever you want to do, and you can do that for free, but your goal can be later on to package that in a package that you want to later on sell. So that's totally up to you. Then there's space for the class content and your teaching notes. So that goes on for one, two, three. There's four sheets of that. And the reason why I did four was because I think that it would be awesome and amazing to get at least four products, audios, on your website as soon as possible. So I put those four in there so you can do four different classes and get them up as soon as possible. Then I have the class ideas, and I just put in there to listen to your audience. You want to always listen to your audience because your audience is always going to tell you exactly what it is that they need from you. And you want to write that down. I am always taking notes from the questions that people ask me, from every media source that I have out there, from my newsletters. I'm always taking down class ideas. So you want to listen to your audience and you want to jot those notes down. Now, that concludes the training for how to create, market, package, and sell your digital products. But wait, there's more. There's a bonus material audio that's in this package that you just invested in, and it's the bonus material of how to create a CD set. I'm actually going to teach you how to create a physical CD set. And this is just absolutely amazing, and it's super easy as well. So I will see you in the next recording. Go out there, be amazing, and change lives. Believe in yourself, start where you are, improve along the way, and do exactly what your spirit is calling you to do because literally the world is waiting for you.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com.
Hello and welcome to the bonus material of how to create a CD set. Now that you have gotten your audio recorded, it's edited, it's beautiful, it's ready for the world. Now, say if you are going out to do a workshop and you want to have your physical CD there with you. This is so powerful and it will set you apart because not a lot of people do this. So you can do this on your own or you can send it to a company to do for you. The company that I have hyperlinked in there, you can click on that. It's Verante.com. That is where you can actually send your recorded audio, you email it to them, and they will actually do the professional, turn it into a professional CD for you, or you can do it on your own, and let me tell you how. So, number one, you would need to get a CD burner. Now, all of this you can get at your local supply store, Office Depot, Staples, or the infamous Amazon. You want to get a CD burner. Now, once you have your CD burner, you actually just stick it into your, stick the CD, the blank CD into the CD burner. You burn it, you connect it to your computer, you burn the audio, and it'll pop up and it's very self-explanatory. It'll tell you everything when the audio is done. All of that will pop up on your computer screen. Once that's done, once your CD is burnt, you just take it out and you label it. So number two is to label your CD using Matt White CD Stomper Kit. The kit includes your CD stomper. You can pick this up at your local office supply store. So the CD stomper, the little black thing there in the middle, is where you would actually put the CD down. And where you see those like circle things and little circle things to the left of the CD stomper, that's actually the stickers that's going to go on your actual CD. And all of this comes inside this purple box, the Matt White CD labels, the kit. Those things come inside of that kit, but the CD burner does not come with that kit. So you want to, if you want to do this at home, you can. When I first did a CD, I did this at home using exactly what I'm showing you. However, now I use Verante. And so once you have your CDs burnt, if you decide to do this at home, number three, you want to package your physical CD with a jewel case or a CD wallet. Now, And also, if that's hyperlinked there as well, cdwalletsdirect.com. This is where I purchase my CD jewel cases, which is the little plastic jewel case there on the right, and the CD wallets there on the left there. It's not real leather, but it's leather-like. And you open it up, and it has the pockets for the CDs. That is where you can CD Wallet Direct is where you can purchase those for to package your CD. That's how you can do this at home. But like I said, if you're doing like a workshop and you don't have time to send this over to Verante, and it's something that you want to do at home, this is something to just, you know, nice to have on hand. Like I said, if you do a last-minute workshop and you want to take some CDs with you, this is perfect. But if you don't want to do this at home, which I no longer do, but it doesn't mean that I won't if I do a last-minute workshop and there's a CD that I want to take with me, I still have the CD stomper and the kit. But now I send my recordings over to Verante. Now, Verante is a shipping company. You can, once you send your audio over to them, you can actually have them ship it for you to your customers. You can have all of that set up, or you can do like I do, and I get the CD sent to me so then I can package them myself. Now, when they do it, they're going to you send them the design of what you want on the CD, and their designers will take that part over. And the same thing for when you if you choose to design the CD labels at home. There's a CD that comes with that kit that you pop into your computer, and it'll have an actual template for you to fill in, you know, for you to do your own design on your CD. But now, since I use Verante, I send over a sample of what I want my CD to look like, and the designers take it over from there. And so I don't do any of that now. Like I said, I send my recording over to them after it's edited and it's done. They then burn my CDs on their on their high-tech burning machine, and then they send the CDs back over to me. And that's when I package them into my CD wallets and send them out. Now, Verante has all the same packaging, as I said before, that you can get from that you can get from CD Wallets Direct. But like I said, I like to package my own so I can add my own little note in there. You can do whatever you'd like. You can send it over to Verante. But once you go to their website, you'll set up an account. And if you have any questions, their customer service is stellar. It's out of this world. They will reply to you and answer any question that you will have moving forward. So that is the bonus material that I have for you, and that I actually used to charge just for this resource alone, $97. I would charge just to tell people where to get their CDs duplicated. So as you can see how this can be a very lucrative thing to do inside of your business. However, I wanted to add this now as a bonus material. Since everything is turning over into the digital world, I still like physical products, and I know that there are people in the world that still like physical products. However, that is going down, and people are opting to purchase more digital audios than they are looking to purchase a CD. So I wanted to add this in as bonus material. So for the people that want to have physical products like myself, when you go out to speak or teach or do a workshop, you will now have that. So I hope you have enjoyed this bonus material. And if I can ask you for a really small favor, once you are done this training, if you could send me an email just letting me know what you got out of this training, how it helped you in your business, was it easy for you to understand, how you were able to navigate through this, I would love to have your feedback. I would absolutely honor to it would be an honor to have your feedback. So I would appreciate that. And you can email me, very simple, straight from the contact page on my website, which is angelrichardson.com. I would love to hear your testimony. And like I said before, I wish you a ton of success. And please, don't hold back. Go share your knowledge and your expertise with the world, because the world is literally waiting.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com.